running solo on a glorious Wednesday morning. This is Mike. This is Ego and Vice.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
What's going down, my friends? It's good to be back. Gotta admit that I haven't really been in the podcast frame of mind the last little while. Just, you know, sorting some shit out and, you know, looking to get back at her. Fuck. I had a great conversation with Andy Vandal from the Riptides last week, and then had to cancel a podcast. With a guest who will come back on. I won't say who it is, but yeah. But here I am. And I don't do the solo podcast very often. I don't know. Sometimes I don't really have much to say, but I think I got lots to say this time. So I might as well fucking talk about it. Yeah, so this is episode 34. Solo podcast. Where to begin? I don't know. Was in Montreal for Pooza Fest. Last weekend, went down with the Riptides, played my debut gig with the boys at Catacombs for the Pooza Fest, and it was a fucking really, really, really rad time. The show went fucking phenomenal. The turnout was phenomenal, and there was just, it was a great buzz in the air in Montreal whenever there's Pooza Fest. Pooza Fest is a punk rock festival that happens once a year, and I believe my friend Nick told me it started as the Pizza and Putin Fest, and somehow it turned into the Pooza Fest, or maybe it always was the Pooza Fest, and it turned into this big punk rock festival where they have like a big outdoor event, but they also have the bars in the surrounding areas, throughout the city, I guess, who are also accommodating the bands, and tons of bands played, tons and tons and tons of bands, and we were fortunate enough to play. I was fortunate enough to be on the bill with the Riptides, and it was great, man. You know, the first show, I didn't know what to expect, you know what I mean? I stuck back in the hotel for an extra hour and put my headphones on, and even though I've jammed the shit out of the songs, it's just like, I don't know what it's going to be like on stage. But I just sat there and kind of air guitared with my eyes closed, sitting in the hotel room having a beer and, you know, just going over it, and we went up at around 11:30 and just fucking killed it. That's all I got to say. Those guys have been around for, 20 years, and they know their craft, and I was honored and fortunate enough to be part of it with them at that show. And I don't know. Fuck, man. Who gets opportunities like that, this late in the game? I guess me. But yeah, so Montreal was fun. Ate fucking La Belle Provence twice in one day. After the gig at about 2 o'clock in the morning, we all went back to La Belle Provence, and we ended up ordering 10 hot dogs, 6 pogos, and 2 of these big giant Putin things, put it all on a tray in front of us, and proudly say that we ate all of it, except for one wiener that fell on the floor. But I thought about it, I contemplated it, but no. So if anything came out of Pooza Fest, it's that we absolutely gorged on garbage. And we live to tell the tale. How great is that? But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the future with the Riptides. We have a couple of shows coming up in the end of June. June 29th, it's the Rip Fest in Montreal again. And then on June 30th, the pre-Canada Day bash, the Rip Fest. Also, our drummer, Bull Tit, it's his birthday bash. And that is at a secret location. You can ask a punk and you should be able to figure it out, but I'm not spilling any details about that one. But it's going to be rad. And then I think there's a couple of scattered dates through the end of summer into early fall. And then in November, there's a tentative tour. I'm not 100% sure if it's booked 100% yet, but it's sometime in November, and it's in the States from Florida on through Texas. So it's going to be a great time. And I'm really looking forward to all that experience of just being on the road for... having a good time with the guys. Right. So super unrelated from that, I'm going to play some music, and it has nothing to do with anything. It's just shit that, you know what? It's just shit that I want to hear today. I don't have any really local stuff to play. I haven't looked through my notes or nothing like that. So fuck it. I'm just going to play the way I'm feeling these days, which has been interesting. And I'm just going to fucking play what's on my mind. What makes me feel better or worse. So I guess take that. Right? Goat has a lot of stuff coming up. Well, we have a show on June 9th at Mavericks, a chord production show with the Gutter Demons and Warfare and Cultural Treason. And that's going to be a good one, too. That's going to be fun. But then we're going to kind of pull back a little bit because we're in the process. I'm in the process of writing the new Goat stuff. And we always usually do it around, I don't know, try and release something in the summertime, you know? Something for people to listen to on their back porches while they're doing their barbecue, maybe. I think. But yeah, I don't know. When the sun comes up, when the snow melts and the sun comes up in the spring, I get kind of motivated or inspired, I guess you will. And I start kind of writing down some Goat stuff, or I just start working it out. And I have about 6 songs now that 4 of them have been taken into the actual jam spot and and jammed out, and they're almost, well, they're in the early stage of pre-production, I say. Like they you know how you got to fine tune and shape and mold, and you know you got to cut the fat and figure it all out, and then you just got to get them tight. You got to learn them, get them tight. So we got 4 songs out of the 6 that I've written so far, pretty much in the can, somewhat. You know, like I say, they still need a little bit of polishing, but it's pretty cool. Once we get those 4 down, you don't want to overload yourself either. You don't want to say, here's fucking 10 songs, let's learn them all right now. You just take a bit at a time and you work it out in sections and chunks. And then when you have it all kind of together, you pick and choose what you want to record. Because just because we write 10 songs doesn't mean I want to go in and record all those 10 songs. It's a financial thing. It's also, do you really need to put out a 10-song record or 10-song release? Do people need that much? Really? You know, and, you know, I think the last one we released last June was X, Goat X. And I think I had about 7 songs written for that, and we ended up just doing 4. I said, these 4 songs all fit together. They all sound somewhat in the same, you know, fucking bubble of time that they were written together in. And the other 3, we just kind of put aside. And I'm not sure. I think we still play one of them, but we have never recorded it. It's just live. And actually, one of them is going to make this record coming up. So it's funny how that works. And I don't know. I don't know how many we're gonna actually finish. But I'm going to make myself a deadline, probably around the end of June. I already talked to our producer, our engineer, and gave him the heads up that he'll be getting the call to book sometime in June. And I've talked to the guys, and the timeline seems right. You know, we record pretty quick, so it's only going to take a short amount of time up at the studio, because I used to be so fucking picky when it came to like recording, like take one song and just tear it apart and piece it and shit, and it take like months, literally like months to anyway, not anymore. Now, you know, Goat's not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm not trying to revolutionize fucking the sonic airwaves, if you will. I just want to turn my guitar on. I want it fucking it to be loud. I want it to be fast. I want it to be energetic, and I want it to fucking be melodic and catchy. And that's what I do when I write stuff. I try to do when I write stuff. That's what we do in the studio or in the jam spot, is try to work it out and just keep it as fun and as catchy and as melodic and as much energy as that we can squeeze into like a 2.5 minute, 3 minute punk song between a 3-piece band. And I'm good with that. You know what I mean? We don't go with crazy overdubs, and I don't use any crazy effects or anything like that. Basically, what you hear on a Goat record is what you're going to hear live. There may be a little bit of sauce added to it just for recording effect, but in a nutshell, pretty much black and white, what you hear on a Goat record is what you're going to hear live. And I'm good with that. You know what I mean? I'm good with that. I don't have to fuck around with that shit. You know, just layer shit into it and, you know. Who the hell are you? Who do you think you are? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something that I normally won't. I'm super protective of demos and songs and shit like that. We'll try them out live. The last show we had, we played a couple of the new ones, but didn't say it was a new one. Just kind of, you know, peppered it into the set just to, you know, just to gauge the reaction of it and shit like that. So, but when I do demos, the way I write Goat songs is I'll sit down in my living room, watch TV, and pick my acoustic guitar up and just have it on my lap and just kind of start mindlessly kind of strumming away on something. And what I wanted to do for this new one, it's like Goat is always, I've always tried to keep everybody kind of busy and interested in the band because we are the power trio. So it's like you got to make the best of what you got. And I've always been a fan of just kind of simple 3-chord melodic punk rock stuff. But I'll always try and complicate or just make it a little more technical as far as the intros or the riffs and stuff to keep myself challenged, but also for the guys to kind of follow along and learn like something a little different in that. So if you listen back through the catalogs or the song catalog of Goat, you'll hear a lot of those songs with like big riffy structures and shit like that. Yeah, we have a lot of simple shit too, but I always try to throw in those kind of not complicated, but just like more busy things. And I said on this one, and I've said to the guys, I said, you know what? This one is going to be bare bones, super simple, 3-chord punk rock. And even if all fucking 5, 6, 7, however many songs we get, all kind of have the same groove, this is what I am doing right now. This is what I have to kind of get out of me. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to overcomplicate anything. I'm just going really straightforward, and I'm really concentrating on the lyrics on this one. Telling stories, I suppose. Stories of my life. As I get older, I don't know what to talk about anymore, like with music. Like, I'm not a super political guy. GOAT has never been super topical when it comes to like politics or you know, what's going on in the world and all, and war and peace and all that shit. It's, I don't know. It's always been about how I'm feeling, I suppose. But still, it's just kind of stuff, generic at times, or just interpret what you want from it. But this one, for lyrics, I just went straight from my fucking guts and just said, I'm going to write exactly what's in my brain right now. And if it comes out kind of dumb, I don't care. I'm just going to do it. And you know what? Who the fuck, you know, for the 27 people that are going to listen to it, who the fuck cares? I hope they like it, because I know I like it. And, you know, it's harder. It gets harder and harder to write lyrics for me the older I get, just because I say to myself, like, what do I even want to talk about? I'll never cross a line to the point where it's just like I'm writing a love letter to somebody, you know, where it's just, it's all, I don't know, just too much. You know what I mean? This is all just stuff that's in my brain. So what I'm going to do, I tell you what, if you humor me, unprecedented for me, but I'm just feeling very open right now. I'm feeling open. I feel like giving, because I'm a giver. I'm a giver. It's what I am. Fuck. I'm a fucking giver. I am going to play a demo that I recorded of a new GOAT song. It's just acoustic. It's done really fucking rough, but it'll give you kind of a bit of an idea what the new GOAT stuff sounds like. Keep in mind that it's going to have the fast drums and the heavy fucking shit behind it, but you're going to get a bare bones fucking song from me, from GOAT. Cool. All right, let's do it. I might regret this later, but what the fuck is this song called? Working title is Long Way Home. All right, this is super fucking, super raw demo, new GOAT. Okay, cool, man. Long Way Home demo.
Guess I lost the war I didn't know I was in. Then I lost the ones that meant everything. I drink myself close to my grave and tell myself that I'm okay. Push everyone I love away. Anxiety, leave me alone. You burn me right down to my bones. Can't find that peace of mind, just human wreckage left behind. I'm just trying to rebuild all the shit I broke. Now it's a long way, it's a long way. It's a long way back home. It's a long way, long way. Now it's a long way back home. And I'm so tired of feeling sick every day, and scared that it will never go away. No, my friends reach out to me, but at arm's length it's hard to see what they're really trying to say. Alcohol, leave me alone. You soak me right down to my bones. Can't find that peace of mind, just human wreckage left behind. Now I'm just trying to rebuild all the shit I broke. Now it's a long way, it's a long way. Now it's a long way back home. It's a long way, it's a long way back home. just choke. Treat everything like a fucking joke. How far did that get me? The bottom tastes like apathy. I'm just trying to see the light through the ashes and the smoke. Now it's a long way, a long way. Now it's a long way back home. A long way, a long way. Now it's a long way back home. Now it's a long way, a long way.
There it is. There it is. The fucking raw demo of New Goat. How's that for a fly on the wall for you, eh? Little peek inside the process. Anyway, I don't know. It was fun. If you like it, it's cool, man. It's going to sound way different when it's fucking done. But shit, I don't know. I'm feeling crazy today. It's crazy. It's a crazy fucking day. I've lost my mind. I'm doing shit I never do. But hey, man, sometimes you hit a wall in life and you have to do different things. You know, you got to fucking get punched in the fucking face and then you got to pick up your fucking teeth. How's that? And sometimes fucking those teeth, some of them are stuck under the fucking couch and you got to reach under there really far and stretch and stretch. And fucking the mouse under the thing will bite you in the hand and you'll fucking stick your finger in a staple under the couch, but you'll get that. You'll get it. You'll be all right. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm picking up my fucking teeth. Cool. Oh, Andy Vandal, you magnificent bastard. One of the things this podcast has kind of done for me over the course of the last 8 months I've been doing it, it's like an outlet to just kind of voice, you know, to separate myself from the world and you know, and bring in people and talk to them and hear about their stories. I like having conversations with people. I like to learn what they're up to, where they came from and stuff like that. But through the course of the podcast, I've always, outside of just like the on-air stuff, everyone that I've reached out to and has been so supportive, I always send a message and say, if you have any questions or if you have anything you want to send me, send it my way. You know what I mean? I'm not a fucking therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a fucking doctor. I'm just a guy who, in the 4 decades I've been fucking spinning on this planet, you know, have gone through some shit myself. I deal with a lot of anxiety issues. I deal with depression. I deal with I'm undiagnosed fucking ADD. I'm sure of it. And I'm not just trying to like pile this on myself to say, oh, yeah, you know, these are all my issues because it just sounds fucking super trendy and shit. But mental health nowadays is so important and it's so in the forefront of people. It's like, it's okay to talk about it. It really is. And I encourage people to write in because of the influence. The reason why I started this podcast was because of a guy named Ryan Young in Chicago, from the band Off Their Heads, and he has a podcast called Anxious and Angry, and you should really check it out. And he deals with a lot of mental health issues, and he just tries to give advice to people like a layman's term, not a professional opinion, but more of just like, hey, dude, I feel you, I've been there, and stuff like that. And if I can give back at all, as much as people have given me to keep this podcast going for the last 8 months, if I could do anything, you know, I'm willing to do it. And over the last 8 months, I've gotten maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 emails, which, you know, a lot of it is just like, hey, what happens if I break up with my band and then I need to, you know, do this? And I appreciate those questions, but they don't really need to be answered on air. But I actually got an email from someone who enjoys the podcast, which is, you know, kind of beyond that. And if I can do anything to give back or help out in any way, or just give my 2 cents worth, I will. And once I got this email, I asked her, I talked to her kind of off air, and I said, do you mind if I read this on the air and just kind of talk about it? And she said, well, that's kind of the reason why I sent it in. So I'm going to kind of break the mold as far as Ego and Vice goes, and I'm going to kind of see what I can do with this. And hopefully, if you listen to this and you hear some similarities or some familiar things that maybe you've gone through and you could give some advice, you can always contact me and I can put you in contact with her. Okay, so I'm gonna see how this goes. And like I say, I'm not a professional. I just want to help people out that fucking need help. That's it. Okay, so I'm just gonna read this email and you know, see how it goes. She writes, hey dude, you said we could write in and ask you questions or advice or whatever, and I'm already a couple beers in, so what the fuck? I've been crashing in California for the last month on my ex's couch. We were on again and off again, trying for a number of years, but we're off for good now. Sorry, I can't fucking read. And happy to just be friends, or so I thought. I've been partying super hard, fucking smashing beers, weed, and coke into my body. Why the fuck not? And picking up the occasional guy. But in the last couple of weeks, things have gotten super fucked up with my ex. I'm not going to go into super graphic detail because it's super TMI, and it also makes me want to puke. But one night I passed out on my ex's bed after a night of partying. I woke up in the middle of the night with his fucking face between my legs and his hand on his dick. I freaked the fuck out. Fucking hell. I freaked the fuck out, but was too shocked and scared to say anything. Eventually he finished, pet my hair, and laid down and fell asleep. What the fuck? I confronted him the next day, calling him out on the fact that he sexually assaulted me, and the motherfucker has the nerve to say, I just looked so beautiful, and he couldn't help himself. So I basically tell him what he did was super fucked up and not okay, and I don't even, and don't you ever do anything like that again, blah, blah, blah. Couple days later, I pass out in his room again. This time I wake up and it's worse. It's so much worse. I feel sick. I confronted him again and he had the fucking nerve to say he was still in love with me. He's still in love with me, so he fucking rapes me in my sleep. Plus, I found out that he may have assaulted another female friend of his. I was with this guy on and off for years, and now, not only has he raped me more than once, he might actually be a serial fucking rapist. I hate this. His roommates are amazing, and I love being in California. I have a couple of more weeks till I'm supposed to fly back to Ottawa. But I'm fucking terrified of falling asleep or being intoxicated around someone I used to love and trust. Am I overreacting? Is this what I get for being so fucked up on drugs and alcohol? Should I tell someone? What the fuck should I do? Sorry for this crazy heavy shit, but this podcast is one of the few things from home I've been able to take with me on this trip. I'm afraid to tell other people about what's going on because I'm scared they'll judge me for sticking around or tell me it's my own fault for getting fucking shit-faced. What should I do? That sucks. That's a terrible situation to be in. I think the first thing you need to do is you need to find a different place to stay. You need to get some separation away from the person that nobody should be. If that's like the home you're living in, it's still the place that you need to, you know, you hang your hat and you know, you call home. It's when you're living with friends or with people or even like an ex-boyfriend, it's like you need to know that you can be safe in any surrounding you're in. You can't just live your life knowing that something as simple as like falling asleep is going to cause, you know, someone's going to take advantage of that. I think you need to realize like what you're doing there. Like California, yeah, you know, it's great and you're out partying and stuff like that. And everybody wants to, you know, have a good time and you know, live their life when they're younger, or I don't know, but maybe the drinking and the drugs, you need to try and find the best way you can to control that, or talk to somebody who can help you as far as addiction goes. If it's just for partying and you want to kind of live your life and be free, then that's awesome, but you can do that, and I recommend you do that. But if the situation you're in after that always leads into some sort of fucked up abuse or trauma or like assault, then California's a big place. Like, maybe try and find like a shelter. You said you're not in California for that much longer and you're coming back home, but maybe you should find like a shelter and like talk to people. And I know that's kind of a pride thing where it's just like, I don't need a shelter, but you're being assaulted. And it also sounds like there's a lot of emotional trauma there because he is your ex-boyfriend. You said that you like the roommates and the friends and stuff. Can you talk to them? Can you let them know what's happening at least? Are they aware of it already? Are they not encouraging it, but just knowing something like that is happening and not stopping it, or still just kind of like condoning it as it happens and then brushing it under the rug, then even though those friends are awesome, they're not that awesome, you know? I think the main thing you need to do is you need to separate yourself from that situation. And, you know, if you went and found some sort of like place to stay, or like go on the internet and try and find, I don't know, even like rent a room, or maybe you can find other people that, you know, who will shelter you until you can figure out what you need to do. But I think the main thing, bottom line, is that whether the drugs and alcohol are a problem where you can't stop, you need to get out of that situation. And if you still need to do the drugs and alcohol, then you can do that. But at least you know that you can go home and recover from that without being assaulted. Wow, that's really tough, you know, and. Bottom line is you need to figure out why you keep going back. Is it a necessity because it's the only place you need to stay? Is that your only option? You know what I mean? To live in that fear. Do you still love this guy? I don't know, man. Like, I'm not a fucking doctor, but the best advice I can give you is just get the fuck out of there. try and find like a safe haven. And as soon as you can, get home. Because if you're from Ottawa, you have friends and family here, or you know, maybe not everyone has family, but you have people here that care about you. And come home and try and sort it out. After a while, it becomes less of a party. You know what I mean? Everybody, when they're younger, they want to go out and just fucking take on the world and have tons of fun. But maybe that's not working. And maybe you need to kind of just look inward and say, yeah, I don't want to look back and regret like I wasted time. I would just want to fucking tear it up and whatever, but it's obviously not working for you, so you might need to just separate yourself from that. And you know, being rebellious and crazy and out of control is one thing, but there's other ways to do that too without putting yourself in harm's way. Putting yourself in a situation where you know you're it's a dangerous spot, but you know, and feeling stuck. And I know it's not as easy as that. It's not. But sometimes we have to kind of swallow our pride. Not our pride. Fuck. We have to just look inward and just be like, this is really, really bad for me. What I intended this to be has flipped completely. And I don't want to be... Like, where does it end? Where does it end with that? You said it got much worse. And, you know, what's the next step? You know, what's the next one? You know? I hope that you get away from that and realize that you have people in your life and that care about you. And you obviously are a smart person who's self-aware of this. You still have ties in Ottawa. You still have people that, that you can reach out to. And just the fact that you sent me the email, which is crazy because this is like a local music podcast, but I guess I pushed it, but I'm glad you did. I'm glad you reached out to me. And, all I can say is just get away from that situation. You can always go back to California under different circumstances, you know, but get out of there and come home and talk to people that care about you and do your best to curb like the drugs and the alcohol. I know how addictive it can be because I have my own issues, but it's like you need to separate yourself and you need to come home and collect yourself and sort it out and be around love and joy and safeness. And if you want to go back to California with a different point of view, you can always do that. California is always going to be there or anywhere you want to go. But the main thing is your well-being and your safety and your happiness is more important than any fucking party or experience you can have, because if you don't have those things, you can't have any of that, you know? And if you want to, I'll send you, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Kind of backed me into a corner. All I got to say is come home and I'll sit and talk to you if you want. Come down here and I'll sit and talk to you. We can talk it out. It's all good. But, you know, you need to take care of yourself and you need to think long-term and, or not even long-term, just immediately and just be like, this is unsafe for me and you need to come home. Come home. That's it. If you feel like you have nobody, you can fucking come hang out here and we'll have a beer and we'll talk it out. So I wish you the best and don't be shy to contact me. Don't feel like you can't because you can, because you always already did this. And if this fucking podcast is something that connects you to home, then I won't stop there. I will do whatever I can to make sure that you're okay. So feel free to call me or contact me or email me or something. And when you get home, like I said, just fucking swing by and we'll talk about it. You're going to be all right. You know what I mean? You just have to get out of that scene. You have to get out of that environment and, it'll be all right.
Finding out just who I am without you. Finding out I ain't all bad. And holding on so tightly to my anger sometimes. I felt like it was all.
So blame it on me.
grows. The hardest part for me is letting go.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up. This has been episode 34, sorry, of Ego and Vice. You know, I started this podcast just to promote like local stuff, but hearing that, it's like I have this platform to talk to people, and I guess people listen, which is awesome. But I want to say to anybody out there who listens to this, if you have any thing that is, I don't know, inside of you that you want to talk about, just send me an email. Just reach out, and I'll, you know, we all go through like some crazy shit in this life. We do. And sometimes maybe just a voice will make you feel better. I don't know. Make us both feel better. But you can always reach out to me and send me a message at egoandvice@gmail.com. That's it. I'm not going to promote the website too much. Just reach out and let's talk about it, because life can be fucking tough, man. And if I can use this to help anybody, I will. So, please do. I'll listen, and I'll sit, and I'll talk to you. We'll see you next week.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.